paragraph Tesvav. V'zeh b'chinas gerim. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the concept of converts. It's impossible for a non-Jew to convert and join the Jewish people unless they go through the two procedures of Mila and Tvila, circumcision and dipping in the mikveh. And it requires a bezin of three rabbis. Because this convert, who was originally part of the 70 nations, Shehem ha-hefech mi-abitul anal. Those 70 nations are the opposite of this bitul. Bitul is where a person is rocketing up to a very high, holy, spiritual place. The 70 nations of the goyim are downstairs. They're the opposite. Ki ikar ha-bitul el oirein soif shu ha-tachlis wa-yidei kdusha ha-soinayim. Because as we learned earlier, the main prerequisite to enable a person to nullify himself to that infinite light of Hashem, which is the Tachlis, is by purifying one's eyes. The person closes their eyes to all the distractions and all the temptations in this physical world. And therefore, after a person is returning and coming back down from the Bitul, Nimshach Mishom HaTorah Kanal. That's when they receive Torah. That's when they draw the Torah down. Shehi Klula Mishivim Ponim. And we know that the Torah has 70 faces to it, 70 interpretations to it. Kikol Hashivim Ponim La Torah Nimshach Me'abitul Anal. Because all 70 interpretations of the Torah all come from that bitul. For which the main prerequisite was purifying one's eyes, not looking where you're not supposed to, and avoiding looking at all the distractions of this world. The Gashmius. And this is why the entire Torah is found in the eyes. It's all tied into the eyes. The Gemara says, how does the Yetzirah get a person to commit a sin? The eye sees, the heart desires, and the rest of the body falls into place to execute the sin. So we see that it all starts with the eyes. And these other nations, they're the opposite of this holiness of the eyes, this purity of the eyes. Ki heim bechinas shivim umais. They are the 70 nations, Shehem Hahepech Mishivim Ponim La Torah. They are the opposite of the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Ukemavor B'Mokam Acher, as was discussed in other places in Likutei Moran. V'Yalkein, and therefore, Ho'akum Kishebol Ezgayer, a non-Jew, when he's coming to convert, it is impossible for him to enter into the holiness of the Jewish people without going through a circumcision, Mila. Shetzorich lahavir ha'orla, we have to remove the orla, shehi zua mas hanochosh hanechas b'chezo dayalma, which is that impurity of the snake that's attached to the materialism of this world. Shetzorich lahavira mimenu, we have to remove it from this non-Jew, remove the orla, al yidei tsar ukeev godol, and he undergoes major pain and suffering in that process, in that operation that's done. That when the person's undergoing that pain, it forces them to close their eyes tightly so that they can't see any of the materialism of this physical world. And by doing that, they rise up and they connect, they plug into that oneness. Shehu hatachlis, which is the ultimate. Umishom nimshachol of kedushas hatoyra v'amitzvois. And that's where the convert draws upon himself the holiness of the Torah and all the mitzvahs. Shehu kedushas Yisrael, which is the holiness of the Jewish nation. Shenimshach mishom, ebechinas habitul, which all comes from up there, from that bitul. And therefore, that's why it's through the process of Bris Milah that the non-Jew crosses the threshold of becoming Jew, of entering into the holiness of the Jewish people. He exits from the impurity of the 70 nations. We know that the word ayin, which means I, also means 70. So by the goy closing his eye, he's unplugging himself from the 70 nations, and he's plugging into that higher level eye, the eye that looks into Olam Haba. So he's unplugging from the 70 nations who represent defective eyes, hanechas b'chezu dayalma, because they're trapped and they're attached to this physical world. V'nichnas b'kdushas Yisrael, and he joins and enters into the holiness of the Jewish people, shehu kedushas haTorah, which is the holiness of the Torah, sheklula b'shivim ponim, which is comprised of 70 faces, 70 interpretations. Shenim sheches me habitul anal, and the Torah comes from the bitul that's achieved by closing your eyes tightly. Shezocholazeh aydei mitzvas milah. What caused him to do this? What caused this non-Jew to close his eyes tightly, to go into that state of bitul, to connect with the Torah and to be able to bring it down? What caused it was the bris milah, the pain of the bris milah. That's what caused him to close his eyes and cause this whole chain reaction. Pain, close my eyes tightly, my soul lifts off. I'm not looking at this world, I'm able to look past this world. I look into the next world. I connect with that place of all goodness. And when I want to come back down, I can't bring all that goodness down with me, but what I can bring down is some Torah. I'm able to bring some Torah from that very high place back down with me. Paragraph Tezayin, v'zeh b'chinas tvilas hager achramila. With this we can understand the second important mitzvah that the convert has to do, which is dipping in the mikvah. Ki hamayim etaren mikol atumos. Water purifies a person from all types of impurity. Ki hamayim shel mikvah Yisrael nimshach mebchinas hamayim hamuvorim b'atoyranal. Shem mei me'atoyranal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because as we said in Torah Samach Hein Likut Imran, that the water is the waters of Torah that the person draws back down when he's coming down from that bitul. Sheheim mechabin tzimoin hanefesh. Those waters quench the thirst of the soul. The soul very sometimes is thirsty, you know, beyond imagination. Sheheim ha'yisurim horoitzim lezgabra b'yoysech ha'sushon. That thirst represents the suffering that's trying to rear up its ugly head. Kishishovim mi'abitul, when the person comes back down from the beetle. Kimavur sham, as is explained over there in Torah Samach Hein Likut Imran, ayin sham. Take a look. Shezeo b'chinas hoi kol tzomei l'chul amayim. This is what the pasuk says, all of you who are thirsty, go to the water. Ayin sham, look over there in Likut Imran, Torah Samachei. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this tremendously, referring to the fact that when a person is going through all suffering, etc., etc., when they come back down, the suffering is back. And sometimes it's back even stronger. So the person is experiencing pain, suffering, thirst, like a person walking in the desert, you know. So the Torah that they bring down with them, that's what wets their parched lips. That's what wets their heart and soul and everything and restores them. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, u'she'aftem mayim b'sosoin mimayne ha'yeshua. You will draw water with joy, with extreme joy, from the wellsprings of salvation. Ki mishom mebchinas habitlan al shu atachle shu kulo yechad kulo toiv, mishom nimshochim kol mayne hayeshua. It's from that place upstairs, that very high place that a person connects with when he's in the state of bitul, that's all oneness and all goodness. That's the location. That's the source from which all solutions to problems and all salvations that people down on earth need, that's where it comes from. Kisham kulay toiv, because up there it's wall to wall goodness. Therefore, it's from there that Hashem brings forth all the solutions and all the salvations that a person needs for every different kind of problem. And it's from these wellsprings of salvation that we draw the water with joy, with happiness. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Besasson daiko." Look how the pasuk uses the word besasson. Ki hakli lekabel hamayim mishom shehi bechinas haTorah, because the vessel that's needed to be able to receive those waters of Torah is simcha. He has simcha. It's joy and happiness. Shehi hakli lishoiv hamayim al yodo. That's the vessel which is used to be able to draw these waters of Torah. K'may shemavura ba Torah nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samachei, v'zehu, and this is all included in this pasuk, u'sha'afte mayim besosoin. You will draw the waters of Torah with what? What cup are you going to use? The cup is going to be sason, joy, happiness. Hainu im hasason tishavu mayim. With happiness, you'll be able to draw the water. Ki hasason v'hasimcha hi hakli lishoiv hamayim al yodo mimayone ha'ishua. Joy and happiness is the vessel with which a Jew can draw these waters from the wellsprings of salvation. Shenim shochim mehazricha shel abitul, which come forth from that shine, that remainder of the beetle experience. We know that the Gemara says that the spirit of Hashem and holiness will not associate, will disassociate itself, it'll disengage itself from a person when he's sad, unhappy, depressed. And this is why the Targum says on this pasuk, ushafte mayim besosim imayne Yeshua, it says, usekablon ulfan chadas mi bechirei tzadikaya. You will receive new Torah, new teachings, new advice from the choicest of the tzadikim, from the best of the tzadikim. Ki kol hachidushei Torah hu amitim, because all the true revelations of Torah, shehem ulfan chadas, which is what's referred to in that targum there as this new revelations of Torah, nimshachem misham, they come from up there, from that place of bitul. Veze mibechirei tzadikaya, and this is why the targum says there, from the choicest, from the greatest of the tzadikim, ki yefshir lovo yel atachlis, velishoiv misham ulfan chadas, b'chinas chidushei Torah amitim, Kiyim al yedei gedoilei hatzadikim hu amitiyim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, it is impossible for a Jew to shoot up to that beetle, to that very high place, and be able to draw down new revelations of Torah without the assistance, without being close to the great, great holy tzadikim. Bechinas bechirei tzadikaya. That, as it says there, hamu v'chorim shebet tzadikim, the choicest ones, the best of the tzadikim, shehem bechinas balei hasod hanal, they are referred to as the masters of the field, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in that chapter in the Ketubah, Torah Samachei, that this whole halacha is based on. Shehem daiko yecholin lohavi es kol echod el atachlis hanal. They're the ones who are in a position to guide us and inspire us and motivate us to be able to achieve that high, to be able to rise up to that state of bitul. Ve'ilu hamayim heim bechinas meimei hamikvah hakodesh shel Yisrael. And the waters that we're speaking about here, these waters of Torah, Rav Nosson Zal says, they refer to the waters of the mikvah of the Jewish people. Shenemar aleihem, about which it says. It says about those waters, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Moshiach Beis Sora. The mikveh of the Jewish people is Hashem, and He saves them, He rescues them, He gives them a salvation at their time of suffering and difficulty. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording, Moshiach, Vadai. Moshiach means Yeshua, Savior, a salvation. Hahu, demekoira demikveh biyodei. This refers to the one whom the source of all mikvahs is in His hands. K'moshikosav b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, that this refers to the Heavenly Mother, Ima, Ima Ilah, Bina. That's the one who has this mikveh, this place where a person can do this incredible bitul. Kihem nimshachem mimayne ha'yeshua hanal, because these waters come from the wellsprings of salvation. Shehem moishien mikol atzoros bevadai. These are what help a person in any kind of problem, any kind of difficulty. Kihem nimshachem mimekoyer hamikvah kedosha. They come from the source of which this holy mikvah comes from. Shehem mekor mayim chayim. They are the source of these purifying and holy waters, these living waters, hanimshachu mibechinas habitul nal, which come from that state of bitul, sheshom mekor chayim. That's the source of life. That's this very, very high place. Chachma, bina, mikvah, all of these things. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, ki imcha mekor chayim. With you, Hashem, is found the source of life. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The mikveh of the Jewish people is Hashem. Ki behamikveh nichlolin belikus yisborach. Because when a Jew goes into the mikveh and he goes under the water, what does he do? He closes his eyes shut. He closes his eyes. What is he plugging into? Nichlolin belikus yisborach. He's plugging into Hashem. Hashem echad, shesham kulay toiv, there it's all goodness. Shemisham kol hayeshuas kanal, that's where all salvations come from. Umisham kol hatarois, lechol hatumois, shenimshach michezo ve'alma. And it's in the mikveh that a person is able to receive all the different types of purification from all the different types of impurity that come from the materialism of this world. Shekulam nizbatlin, all of these impurities become nullified, erased, eliminated. By the person secluding himself and covering himself completely from head to toe in the waters, in the mikveh waters, which come from those wellsprings of salvation, and which also come forth with the zrichu of the beetle. Veshom nitar hager mizua mas hashivim akum, and it's there in the mikveh that the ger becomes purified from all the impurities of the 70 nations, v'nichlal b'kedushas Yisrael, and he plugs into the holiness of the Jewish people, shehu kedushas ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvois, which is the holiness of the Torah and the mitzvois, shenichlolim b'shivim ponim, which are comprised of 70 faces, 70 lights. V'alkein shir mikveh arboim so. Now we'll understand also why the minimum size of a mikveh is 40 so of water, Keneged arboim yoim shebohem nitna Torah, corresponding to the 40 days in which Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, the Luchos, shenim sheches mehazricha shel abitul anal, which comes from that shine, that glow of the beetle, shetzricha lavor velelech derech arboim yoim, whereby the person, the Jews had to, the person has to travel through those 40 days, until this super bright light of the Torah was able to take shape and form in letters and words, shehim b'chinas kelim, which are vessels, kedei shenucha lekablo bozeh ha'olam, so that we should be able to receive it in this physical world that we're living in. V'zeh b'chinas arboim so shel ha-mikvah. This is the concept of the 40 so of the mikvah. Ki mishom nimshach ha-mikvah. Because that's where mikvah comes from. Mikvah comes from those 40 days in which Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving the Torah. The 40 days in which the Torah was being crystallized. It started off as something totally spiritual, infinite, no shape, form, nothing, nothing. During that period of 40 days, it took on the shape and form of letters and vowels and crowns and all of those different things.